You remember my sister? How many mistakes did she make with those never blinking eyes? I couldn't work it out. I swear she could read your mind, your life, the depths of your soul at one glance. Maybe she was stripping herself away, saying, here I am, this is me. I am yours and everything about me, everything you see. If only you look hard enough, I never could. Our life was a pillow fight. We'd stand there on the quilt, our hands clenched ready. Her with her milky teeth so late for age, and a Stanley knife in her hand. She sliced the tires on my bike and I couldn't forgive her. She went blind at the age of 5. Stand at the bedroom window, she'd get me to tell her what I saw. I described the houses opposite, the little patch of grass next to the path, the gate with its rotten hinges, forever wedged open, that Dad was always going to fix. She'd stand there quiet for a moment. I thought she was trying to develop the images in her own head. Then she'd say, I can see little twinkly stars, like Christmas tree lights in faraway windows. Rings of brightly coloured rocks floating around orange and mustard planets. I can see huge tiger-striped fishes chasing tiny blue and yellow dashes, all tails and fins and bubbles. I'd look at the grey house opposite and close the curtains. She burned down the house when she was 10. I was away camping with the scout. The fireman said she'd been smoking in bed. The old story, I thought. The cat and almond died in the flames. Dad took us to stay with our aunts in the country. He went back to London to find us a new house. We never saw him again. On her 13th birthday, she fell down the well in our aunt's garden and broke her head. She'd been drinking heavily. On her recovery, her sight had returned. The fluke of nature, everyone said. That's when she said she'd never blink again. I would tell her when she stared at me with her eyes wide and watery, that they reminded me of the well she fell into. She liked it. It made her laugh.
Because of what happens to Cap and our mum.